Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Over the weekend, as big news is generally flooding in from Colorado Governor Jared Polis, is a new change to the COVID-19 dial. Leanne, I feel like every time we talk and check in, there's a new, whether that's a new vaccine rollout or now a new COVID dial 2.0. Let's talk about the metrics of this new COVID dial and what it means for the two counties that you serve.
So Colorado changed, the dial is what lets us know kind of what the level of risk in our community is, you know, and it's anything from extreme risk, which we haven't experienced yet in Colorado, all the way down to, you know, caution and then kind of reopening the state with protect our neighbors. So in between those categories are about five different categories, five different colors, and there's different protocols in place for the different colors because they correlate to how much, you know, infection is in the community and therefore how much risk individuals have by carrying on, you know, activities of daily living within the community. So what Colorado did for Dial 2.0 as of Saturday this past weekend was raise the metrics for how we determine what color a community is in. So right now, it's based on a 7-day average of new cases. Prior to this weekend, it was based on a 14-day average. And then the numbers for each level have changed. So we locally had been in red, which is severe risk. You know, we moved into red in November and we stayed in red in November and December. And red's a really hard place to be, but it really truly means that you're at severe risk in your community. There's a lot of infection. And, you know, at some point we had 1 in 50, 1 in 40, 1 in 30 people currently infectious. So with that much infection, you know, we really caution people to limit how much time we're spending together, especially how much time inside where people are sharing air. So now that those numbers have come down after the holiday season, you know, most communities in Colorado had moved into something around level orange, which was high risk. With the new metrics and the good work that this community has done, we have been moved into level blue caution by the state of Colorado. This is really good news because it means that our community has done hard work to drop our numbers. The concern here, though, is are we going to stay at this low level while we're, you know, bringing kids back to school, bringing college students back, and, you know, kind of opening up different types of activities? It gets this really tricky balance where we want to encourage, I mean, education is so important, economic vitality is so important, and controlling the spread of infection is so important. So we're a little bit concerned that we got moved into level blue, but we're really kind of on the edge between blue and yellow. Yellow is concern rather than caution, and yellow has a few more restrictions than blue, and we're watching that really closely. We think under this new dial, we're going to be bouncing back and forth between these two colors for a little while.
And let's talk about some of the colors. I'm going to zoom out of La Plata and Archuleta a little bit. Joining us in the blue is Dolores. Staying in yellow is San Juan County, Colorado, as well as Montezuma. And in the orange are our neighbors over in San Miguel and Uray. It feels like, you just mentioned this too, but it does feel like the governor kind of slingshotted us over. We completely skipped yellow and jumped into the blue. Two-parter, Leanne, are we ready? And what does this mean for you and your staff?
You know, I think we slingshotted ourselves because as a community, people have followed the precautions and we really did do a good job, right? And so what's happened is we moved into a very low case incidence rate compared to lots of other mountain resort communities. So if you zoom out a little bit further in the map that you're looking at, you'll notice that most of the mountain towns, most of the resort communities, most of the ski communities are still sitting in level orange. So we're two steps on the dial away from the mountain resort communities. And that's because of the work people have done locally to really take the precautions seriously. So the question, are we ready, really has to do with, as a community, can we move into blue and recognize that the precautions that we're all following and the protocols that we're following are still really important, right? So blue is not a signal that the pandemic is over and we can go back to life as we knew it, right? A lot of the differences between orange, yellow, and blue really are at the kind of highest level of indoor gatherings, how many individuals you can have. Is it 50? Is it 150? Is it 175? And sort of what's the size of that indoor space? So we get really hung up on the color. And the reality is that whether we're in orange, yellow, or blue, most businesses are instructed to operate at 50% capacity, and we're still asked to maintain your 6-foot distance, wear your face covering, don't mix your households unless you have to, don't go out if you're symptomatic, you know, don't go to work if you're symptomatic, get a test, get vaccinated when it's your turn. All of these things apply, whether you're in orange, yellow, or blue. And we, you know, yes, we slingshotted ourselves by doing really good work as a community. But, you know, if people kind of hear this as this means I can really relax my protocols, we're going to start sliding backwards, you know, pretty quickly, as we've seen all the other mountain towns. And then the other thing we have to pay attention to is where are we as a country with, you know, the introduction of the variants and how quickly are these spreading? So we're starting to really see some evidence that the variants may be taking hold across the country. And if that happens and the variants are truly 30, 40, 50, even up to 70% more transmissible, we're going to have to double down on our protocols, right? And, you know, you've asked me about this before. Well, is this the time, you know, to double mask? And it may be the time to double mask. It's certainly the time to understand how to use a mask most effectively. You know, we can kind of go through the tips about how to make sure your mask is good, well-fitting, actually filtering air, you know, protecting others and protecting yourself. This is going to be really important as we wrestle with the need to get kids in school, get the economy rolling, and pay attention to how quickly these variants are spreading.
Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
I think we just really appreciate the opportunity to clarify that, you know, we are doing well as a community, and that's why we were moved to blue. But this is really, really a tenuous time. You know, we're in a race right now between getting enough people vaccinated and keeping the precautions up before the variants can take hold and spread. You know, we've seen in other countries that in the matter of, you know, 12, 14, 16 weeks, countries have gone from tiny numbers of variants to these more contagious variants being the dominant strain in a community. So I would like to say, you know, thank you to the community for the good work bringing our case incidence rate down. And please keep up this good work. And I know this seems to be a theme that we talk about every week, but we really mean it. There are two things happening. We're starting to get larger percentages of people vaccinated. That's great. We've had a nice low case incident rate, but our low rate really is not nearly as low as it was September, October. So let's get it down to where we were in September and October. We know we can do it. We've done it before. We still have some hard work ahead of us. And thank you for everybody for participating.
Lee Angelon, thanks so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.